Fred Film Radio Event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today we're talking about ARSAD, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description, taking place next week in Barcelona from March 16th to the 17th. Fred is a media partner of the 6th edition, so we're going to have the opportunity to chat with the speakers of the conference. And today I'm in virtual company of Gian Maria Greco, one of the ARSAD speakers. He is an accessibility expert and researcher at Universitat Autònoma de Barcelona. Welcome, Gian Maria. Thank you so much for being able to talk to us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, Gian Maria, first of all, tell us something more about yourself. Besides what I introduced.
Well, I've been educated as a philosopher, so I start as a philosopher. I spent 10 years, almost 10 years, doing research in philosophy, first as a PhD student, and then as a research postdoc at various universities, mainly the University of Salento in Lecce and the University of Oxford. After 10 years, during a project about social ethics, I was involved. I was involved in accessibility in a project that was about accessibility. So I got interested, and I decided to that was my field. That was the real topic. I was interested too, and so I moved. I changed subject, and I went to Macerata, where I attended a master in accessibility to media arts and culture. And Federico Spoletti of Fred was one of my teachers, and from there I started to work as a consultant, as a private consultant.
So why did you get involved in this? Why did you think that this was your field, and how much has it changed since then?
Well, it has changed a lot. because it's a growing field.
Yes.
Actually, as someone says, that it's not even an emergent field, it's a nascent field. So we are still moving the first steps, and that's why it's so exciting. There is a lot to do. Basically, we have to do everything, and so it's there is the feeling and the excitement of the discovery and the pioneers, in a way. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was interested, because accessibility is a topic that is crucial to society. But to me, helps me to bridge together different interests. The one in philosophy, mainly ontology and epistemology and social ethics, with a more practical side.
Yes.
Because we don't speak. It's not just about speaking. It's about speaking and researching, but also about doing and try to make a difference in the world, to make a society more inclusive.
Yes,
so that's why.
And in this path that you're following, how much is ARSAD important for media accessibility and, of course, audio description? And I guess that's not your first time in ARSAD, since you're chairing a panel and you're also talking as a speaker.
Well, ARSAD is a strategic venue for advancing the research and the whole field, in the whole field. But to me, is an special... It has my special value, because it was my research career in accessibility. There was a kind of restart thanks to ARSAD, because in the previous ARSAD, I was the keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited as a keynote speaker, even though I was not formally a scholar in media accessibility. I was a private consultant. working as a private expert. But yet, the Pilar Orero and Ana Matamala, the organizers of ARSAD, they invited me to be the keynote speaker. And from then on, I moved again into a research field. And this is because I was able to find in ARSAD a fantastic venue for ideas, new ideas. People is open, and it's a kind of low profile from the very easygoing place. So it's cutting edge research, but with a more relaxed attitude. And this is fantastic. ARSAD is being a place for, and is one of the most important places, venues for advancing our research, both from a theoretical and a practical point of view.
As I said, you're chairing a panel, the introductory panel, which title I love because it's audio describing art.
Access to art is one of the basic needs of human beings. It's part of what makes us human. Being able to enjoy art and share this enjoyment with others. So making art accessible to all is one of the crucial areas in the media accessibility, especially in audio description. And I'm so excited to chair this panel because we will host papers that will discuss different approaches. There is a paper about accessible theater and how to make accessible live events in theater through technology. And there is another paper about an app, so how to develop web and mobile applications that can help you to fully enjoy museums. I think that it's going to be a fantastic panel. It's a very good start for the whole conference. The speakers are great scholars and experts, and they will help us to understand how the many ways in which we can have a real impact on society, on human rights.
And now let's talk about your paper titled On the Audio Description of Comics, which I have to say a lot of your colleagues or your fellow speakers talked about when I talked to them before the interviews and after interviews while chatting. That was something that made me curious too. That's why I want to know more. Let's rehearse. Let's rehearse now on the radio and then...
Okay,
let's rehearse. So what's its audio description of comics? How do we do it?
Well, first of all, thanks for the warning. So now I know that I'm going to have a lot of eyes. Anyway, the comics is a strangely, surprisingly, underestimated, overlooked media in media accessibility. Is pretty much ignored how to make comics accessible. And I got interested 2 years ago actually, when I was invited by the mayor to create some project within the year of Italian Capital of Culture. Lecce got the title 2 years ago. And I was invited to create a project, accessible project. And 1 year before that, I stumbled upon a comic book called Martin Luther King and the Montgomery Story. It's a comic book published in the 50s together with Martin Luther King by an organization called Fellowship of Reconciliation. It's a pacifist organization from the USA. The main idea was to create a kind of how-to, a handbook for nonviolence protesting, and something that was readable and understandable by everyone. So not need for high literacy. So that's why a comic book. I was able back then to put my hands on archive of all the letters and unpublished papers and even some letters, inedited letters by Martin Luther King himself about the comic book. So I decided to make an exhibition out of it. And, well, it had to be accessible. So one of the many ways is audio description. How to make an exhibition about the comic book accessible to those who cannot read the comic book and read the panels that are there displayed in the exhibition. So I needed an audio description. I did a bit of literary research and found out that there was nothing, basically nothing, almost nothing. Okay. So I got interested. I discussed it a bit with Pilar Orero, Anna Matamala, Pablo Romero Fresco, and Luis Fryer, other colleagues. They are very famous and very top leading scholars in the field. And they suggested me that there was a very good topic for research. So I started to do that. And the first part, and this is basically what I'm going to talk about at Artsab, is try to find, to describe what are the specific features of comics. There are different from other media, such as films, because audio description is very well developed in audiovisual production.
Yes.
There are a film is not a comic, and the idea that a comic is just a film but framed in panels is an old idea, but scholars now consider it wrong, because in a panel there is a lot of information. A basic difference, for example, is that in a movie the viewer has to comply with time, the time decided by the director. It's a linear, while on a comic page there is not only time but space, and everything is simultaneous. You have different panels, and the eye of the reader goes freely from one panel to the other, not necessarily following the order. So the reader is a kind of co-creator of the narrative and of the meaning, and this is a challenge for audio description.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where to start to say.
You have to, there is a different engagement of the reader. It's more proactive. It's more in the creation of the story.
So the audio describer is also a sort of a guide through this content.
Yes, and has to pay careful attention in not destroying and eliminating the cues and the different clues that are spread through the page of a comic book, because basically a comic book is what we can consider it a multimodal, because it has visual drawings and text, but unisensory media, because its fruition is only through sight. Audio is only audio. An audio description can only be listened to, and the visual and text is transformed into one modality, which is oral information. So the audio description should really pay attention, not destroying. It's like taking a three-dimensional object and transforming into a bi-dimensional object. And that's, in a way, the process. And audio is audio. There is no visual, there is nothing else. So you have to pay attention to how still retain some of the cues and the information that allowed the reader and that allows the reader of a comic book to fill the blanks between one page, one panel and the others, which is where the imagination takes place. In a movie, you don't have moments where the imagination of the reader takes so much
space, like
in comics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can understand why they were all very excited to hear about this, because
let me clarify that it's an exploratory paper. Exploratory talk. So I'm not going to reveal big secrets.
Okay. Okay.
I'm forwarding expectations.
Well, it's still interesting. So we will see. We'll see what happens next week. And one last thing, Gio Maria, as Ana Matamala and Pilar Herrero already said, you're also co-author of MAP, the accessibility platform. So I wanted to know, what's your involvement in the platform? How did it start for you?
Well, everything started because Ana Matamala, Pilar Herrero, and Pablo Romero Fresco and I, we were talking about the lack of a kind of common repository where we could find all the information about laws and guidelines and standards all over the world, plus research and publications. And so it was originally an idea, Pilar's idea, and then we discussed it a lot, and then we decided to go. The Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona funded the first part of the project, gave us an initial grant, and then we decided to develop something bigger, with a wider scope, which is MAP. Now, if you go on the website, you can see that it's a bit different than what I described as our first intention. And I took care of, I was the interface between the technicians, the software engineers, and the rest of the group. That has been my main task, as the one who translated our crazy ideas into a language, having a bit of experience in the practical field of creating databases and so on. I was the one that acted as kind of translator between the engineer said, this is a crazy idea, we cannot do that. And so I had to reformulate in a nicer way to the other time. Discuss this, but I think a MAP is a very much needed instrument. Of course, we need all the possible collaborations, all the collaboration that is possible, because we really need to grow. And it's a free instrument, has a lot of potential to help us, to help all of us to tie together that community of media accessibility all over the world. It can become, it already is, an instrument for sharing information, because just we should consider that precisely because it's a kind of nascent or emergent field, media accessibility is now a very rich and exciting area where people are publishing a lot of papers every year, and countries and governments and international bodies are producing laws and standards and regulations. This is the right moment to avoid the problems of a disorganized knowledge management through an instrument that helps us to organize and to really manage all that knowledge, that this growing body of knowledge. So that's one of the where MAP, the Media Accessibility Platform, can play a pivotal role.
Gio Maria, thank you so much. Good luck for your panel, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Chiara, and thank you to Fred Film Radio.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.